There he is.
Hey.
Hey. You finally got that phone figured out?
Nope. I've just been walking here and watching for it to come in because it still doesn't go off.
Great.
Yeah. I need to turn phones in right now. So, you know, I'm living with it.
All right. Well, I'm going to cue this up now because you're already late. Hey everybody, this is Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show, joining you before the Woodlake Estates group run this morning. I gotta head out shortly thereafter, so we don't know who's gonna be here, but I'm expecting a big crowd.
We know who's always here
and we know who's not here, so
right.
Mark calling in from, I guess, the Hog Branch Trail this morning.
Yeah, at the trailhead actually.
Yeah, so local racing news. I have updated the Facebook page's event calendar, so everything is on there. I know that probably was about 100 messages for everybody in the Facebook group this week, but Dog Days of Summer coming up next weekend. Next weekend is August 5th. And then a lot of things in September. You got Fireman's 5K. Got walk, run, roll. Got some bird in the background, Mark's phone. Walk for Kylie. And then Roseland Montessori School. Amy Ballard sent me a message last week. They're having a 5K run. I think the walk for Kylie, I think that is actually the 30th. And then the Montessori School run is on the 23rd. I had some dates mixed up there. And then I also had mixed up Dog Days of Summer is not at Le Chien. It's at a playground there in downtown in Denham Springs. So check the
race. I think that's the same place that – is that the same place where we had –
Yeah, I think it's –
right,
yeah,
there by the track. Is it by the track?
No, this one here is
look up
the police station.
Look, rather than listening to us. It's called Kids Corner Playground. So yeah, I would look that up rather than going by our directions.
Yeah, don't go by
my last thing you want to do is trust us.
Right. So I think that's local news, and then North Shore Half Marathon will be 11 weeks away, 10 weeks, 11 weeks away now. I saw Chad posting his 11 week runs. So maybe it's only 10 weeks from today. So that's coming up quick. Saw Artie and Ryan out at Tammany Trace yesterday, talking about their races they got coming up. They're going to have a big crew out there. They've got another race the same weekend as the Fireman's 5K. And they actually sounded like they needed people to push in that. It's in Covington. It's another 9/11 memorial race. And then walk, run, roll race. They'll be out there with Ainsley's Angels. So if you're interested in getting involved with Ainsley's Angels, interested in pushing, post in the Facebook group or join their Facebook group, get in touch with Artie or Ryan, let them know, and they'll get you on team pushing at one of our local races. I think that's all I had in terms of local race news. Mark Fernandovich was out at the Wednesday night group run. Said he's going to offer 30% on the New Balance Super Comp trainer. Got a couple local runners training in those. I'll post that deal in the Facebook group too. But yeah, it's a good thing to be out there on a Wednesday night. You get to hear about things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Good thing to be here on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Get to talk about things like this in person. but yeah, that's all my local news, Mark. Did you have any global news for today?
Yes, I do. And I'm just want to
global race news.
Already tired of the little remarks about me not being there. Man, this thing starts so early. I'd had to get up to leave
to bed last night.
I mean, how early are we gonna keep starting these things?
I got home at midnight last night, and I'm here, man.
Yeah, but you're always there. When you're not. All right, let's see. I got a couple of both of my news stories are treadmill stories. The first one, I didn't even know there was a record for this. The most miles female in 48 hours. Previous record was 200 miles in 48 hours. Miss Emma Timmis did 211 miles. I bet that was fun.
That's terrible.
Sounds like a blast.
Golly.
And
Louisiana runner news.
Jerry
Blow, former all-conference distant runner from
McNeese State, set a world record for a half marathon on a treadmill. Anybody want to guess
what that record?
Anybody want to take a stab?
I forget what he was trying to run, but I want to say it was something like an hour and 3 minutes or something like that.
Hour and 2:50. Broke the old record by 8.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was raising money for heart awareness.
Yes, for a kid's camp.
Maybe a doctor or something.
Yeah, some kind of deal there.
I got there.
I want to thank everybody for listening, and we got more to go.
Jason looked like he was about to open his mouth to say something.
I just can't imagine. Like, I know they run that fast on the road, but I feel like you have more control running that fast on a treadmill. If you take a break, you're gonna eat it. I don't know how they do that.
To me, running on a treadmill is just a different mental struggle. Yeah. All right, so this week we're continuing on our running terminology episode, in which we're trying to teach Jason about running terminology so he's a little less embarrassed, but he's here this week. It must not be holding him back.
I'm just trying to learn.
So last week we talked about some intervals and different kinds of workouts that you do. I did think one thing, talking about repeats last week, that I wanted to go back to was that I actually ran some today. So one of the other purposes of repeats is to practice running a certain race pace. So I did that yesterday, a little bit of marathon race pace training, did some repeats. But this week we had a couple other things to talk about, easy run, long run, stuff like that. So I'm going to let Mark guide that discussion.
Wow. I'm tired of the little remarks, man. What's the deal? I don't ever bother y'all if y'all miss. I mean, we got to just redo our whole, because you're going to go to the Swiss Alps or wherever it is y'all are going. Where are y'all going?
I'm at Wood Lake Estates this morning, Mark. That's the
thing. Now, where are you going on vacation afterwards? Why are we starting at this ungodly hour?
I told you we could have called in yesterday.
You never text back on that one.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that till, I don't know, sometime yesterday evening. I don't sit around just waiting for you to call me, Jeremy. I'm sorry.
My world does
not revolve around you.
What I see here is a failure to communicate.
I'm communicating just fine.
All right. So,
okay.
The people want to hear running terminology.
Easy run. Let's start off easy this morning. Jeremy, how would you describe an easy run?
So the main thing that I've heard most people say about an easy run is that it should be at a pace at which you can hold a conversation. So, you can always talk to yourself if you're running alone, but like this morning, we want to keep it easy, make sure we can talk. Sometimes people will say 60 to 90 seconds slower than your marathon pace or something like that. But, I mean, most of the time it just depends. Like, McMillan running will give you, like, a range of paces that you can run for an easy pace. The biggest thing that you're trying to do with an easy run is build up miles and build up, just neuromuscular, your ability to handle the pounding. And then just anything like that is building your aerobic system. How would you define an easy run, Mark?
Any run where I don't have to listen to you talk.
Well, you must have got one this morning. You must be planning on doing an easy run this morning.
I'm going to get an easy run and a long bike ride in this morning. As soon as I get done with you.
Okay, so what does your definition in your little notebook say about an easy run?
Pretty much what you said. It says you should do and it depends on who you listen to. You're supposed to do a certain percentage of your runs easy, a large percentage of your runs easy, if you're putting in a lot of miles.
Yeah. So usually hard running, be 2-3 days a week. Everything else is just kind of easy runs.
Correct. Jay, you got anything to add?
Nope.
Jason never runs easy.
Okay. I try to do my Saturday runs easy, although this week I pushed a little bit harder.
All right. What about a recovery run?
Yeah, recovery run for me is even slower than an easy run. It's the day after a hard workout, maybe, where you're just going out to get that blood pumping and just get things moving around.
And it does feel good to do that.
Yeah, so Monday I ran 20 miles, and Tuesday I did not want to run much at all. So, I mean, I went out and ran, but it was probably even like 30 seconds slower than I would consider even an easy run, just to kind of get my joints moving and stuff like that. And yeah,
What pace would that be for you right now?
So a recovery run would be, I don't know, like, depends on how hot it is, but it could be 8:40 a mile, 9 minutes a mile.
So basically my fast run.
And then an easy run for me, the range on McMillan is between 7:20 and 8:20 a mile. Which in the summer, though, I mean, sometimes I'm not even hitting 8:20 a mile, and it feels there's no such thing as an easy run.
No doubt.
I went all out on the 4th of July, and I didn't hit 8:20.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no such thing as an easy run in the middle of the Louisiana summer heat sometimes. Though it has been, we had some nice mornings this week.
Yeah, it's not real bad this morning.
Yeah. All right, so easy run, recovery run. I'm just answering all the listener questions.
Let's see, the next one up is a long run.
Long run is any run that's at least 90 minutes. To me, that makes up. I mean, I think it's different for everybody.
Right.
Like when you do couch to 5K and then you move up to 10K, that's a long run. But I would say 90 minutes is where I call a long run.
I think it depends on the runner. Yeah.
Yeah, and what I mean right now, my long runs are 4 miles. That's.
Right, I was going to say probably, I would say like a 6 mile for somebody could be a really long run for some people.
Yeah, but in the wintertime when it's easy and you can put more miles and I've got more time, long run is, like you say, 90 minutes. Jay, we came out here and done some. Jay would meet me out here on Saturdays and we would do an hour and a half, two hours.
Yeah, I think just like if you look at training books, they'll say 90 minutes because there are certain things that happen when you run. When you go over an hour of running, there's certain, I don't know what it is. Like they say it's changes to your mitochondria. Mm. Either you get more of them or they grow bigger or more efficient. I'm not sure, but they say that happens between 60 and 90 minutes or starts to happen between 60 and 90 minutes. And then up to 2 hours is where you get the biggest benefits. And that was one thing that was kind of surprising to me is that they say that after 2 hours, you're balancing risk of injury versus you're not getting quite as much benefit as you do in like that 60-minute to 2-hour window. So that's why they kind of 90 minutes is kind of right in the middle of that. But most training plans will try to get you up to run in 90 minutes.
Yeah, I can see 90 minutes being a long run.
Yeah, I mean, it's still like a long run is still usually an easy pace. When you get into like more advanced training, you might do a long run that has a workout in the middle of it. So a lot of my long runs will be like run 30 minutes easy and then do a little bit of running at marathon pace and then cool down 30 minutes easy, which ends up being 90 minutes. But usually real easy, but sometimes mix workouts in as you get a little bit more advanced.
That sounds right to me. I don't know about you, Jay. He's
he hit on the head with the mitochondria. I knew when he brought that up, we'd solved it.
Yeah, the other thing that's important about a long run when you're training for a marathon or something like that is to start practicing nutrition and things that you're going to do during a race so that you're not – because you could get sick on race day if you try to, like, start taking gels. And the first time I took gels in a marathon – I threw up after.
Yeah, I kind of like gels. I had to find something different, too.
But you got to get your stomach used to taking in stuff like that.
Well, we talked about all these different kind of runs. I know you're marathon training. How do you put these different runs together? Last week we talked about fartlek and tempo runs and sprints and strides and surges and heel work and all that. How do you put all that together with long runs and easy runs and, you know?
So usually it's like at the beginning of a training program, it's mostly long runs, mostly easy runs for me. And then a little bit of like fartlek and surges or strides mixed in. And then as the training plan progresses, usually it's 3 days a week are workouts, which I consider a long run a workout. So I might do a long run first run of the week or early in the week. And then 2 or 3 days later, it might be intervals. And then 2 or 3 days later, it might be a tempo type run. And then everything else is easy. A lot of training plans will have you do 80% of your running easy. And then the other 20% can be hard. But even as I'm getting older, I'm finding sometimes I can't even do 3 workouts a week. I'll do my long run and then 1 hard workout a week. It just kind of depends on how many miles I'm putting in and how I'm feeling. But you always got to mix it up. But the first thing that you got to do is build up your base and just do a lot of easy running. That's one of the biggest things I see people getting hurt is going out and trying to do too much intensity too quickly. And rather than, you got to build up your body to where your bones and muscles and tendons can handle, pounding on the concrete for a couple hours at a time. But for a lot of people, if you're running 3 days a week, that's a different deal. Like you can go out and maybe run a little bit harder, a couple times a week, but when you're doing a training plan where you're running 5 or 6 days a week, you got to kind of mix that up. Because like I know it's got to be different for you right now, right? I mean, you're biking and you're
I'm running about 15 to 18 miles a week and biking, I don't know, 3 days a week.
But when you go out and run, you're probably some of those days you're running
slow.
Yeah, it's going to be mostly easy running, I guess, running a couple days a week.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to the dog days of summer Saturday. I have no idea how that's going to work because I haven't been running.
I tell you what you do. You put one foot in front of the other over and over again for a little while, and you'll get back to the finish.
Oh, I plan on getting back to the finish. It's just how long it's going to take me.
Yeah. But I feel like Jason, he's always, when he comes to our group runs, he's always trying to hang on with somebody. So I feel like when he goes out, he runs harder.
I'm running 3 days a week, and Wednesday's always definitely trying to run faster because at least trying to keep within a certain distance of the guys in the front. And then out here depends on Sundays. And then Saturday, I try to, it just depends on how I'm feeling. But I do try to, push a little bit more now.
Jason probably does more tempo running than he thinks he does.
Yeah, I love tempo running. What was that again?
Hey, I did try something different on the run out there last week. when you get to the end where you do the turnaround, it's about a mile and a quarter from where we start. I went straight and ran around that big lake. It was a half a mile around that lake. And that was pretty good. I think I'm gonna do some lake running out to kind of mix things up. But it was pretty cool to just go straight instead of turning around and loop the entire.
Oh, you're talking about Wood Lake?
Yeah, out there where y'all are at.
Oh, you've been here before?
Yeah.
Once or twice. Yeah.
I was there last week.
We have anything else in our almanac? We got runners showing up here, Mark. I don't
know
out there, but
hey, we got runners showing up here. Well, I'm here.
I think my favorite one for like a Friday is what I like to call negative splits.
That's a run where every mile progressively gets faster. Similar to the progression run. Starting slower and picking up your pace throughout, getting a little bit faster throughout.
Well, I got one. How about taper? I like a taper.
Taper, yeah, it's my favorite part of marathon training. That's when you put in a bunch of miles and then you start to rest up a little bit towards the end of a training cycle, which is what I'm headed towards now. So that's nice. All right, well, I'm sure there's probably more running terminology we can teach Jason along the way.
Yeah, if we missed any, y'all let us know. Give us a little feedback.
Yeah, ask us for the definitive definition for all of your running inquiries. All right. Well, I think we're going to have to wrap this up so we can go run the Wood Lake Estates group run. Mark, you stay safe out there.
Yeah, look, Gwendolyn was down for her birthday. They left yesterday to go back, made it back safe. She wanted me to tell y'all hello. Sad she couldn't see y'all, but she wanted me to tell you and her Uncle Jason hello.
All right. Well, Gwendolyn, I'm sure you're going to hear this. And again, happy birthday, even though you were rude to me when I wished you happy birthday by text. A happy birthday nonetheless. And I guess until next time, we'll catch you later from the Thompson Running Show. See you later, cuz.
All right.